Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry,
Worshipful Brother Joe,
and Worshipful Brother Ken.
We are up here today. We're doing episode
183.
And the episode is going to be titled, what'd you write it? I don't even know what the hell you wrote anymore.
Okay, so this is actually
I'm
working on it. Freemasons Autocomplete.
Freemasons Autocomplete. What we're basically going to do is we're going to go into Google and we're going to... I guess for lack of better words, you're just going to put in something into Google that says Freemasons are or Freemasonry
or is or whatever.
And we're going to answer Google's questions.
Yes.
Or defend ourselves against whatever it says we are.
Yes, because Google needs our help.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or half of it's all freaking crap anyway.
So. Yeah, so we're going to correct it. We're going to auto-correct the autocomplete.
Yes.
Suck on that, Google.
Yeah, suck it. Got two words for you.
That's right.
Why can't I find our damn channel now? Anyway, while we're doing
that... you want me to read the likes while you're doing that?
Yeah, you gotta bring your mic a little closer, Joe. You sound...
Okay, how about now?
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So, I'm gonna go where... It's been a while since we've done these, so I'm gonna start with a name that I absolutely recognize, and it was Zipocanthropus soloensis.
You just like saying that.
Zipocanthropus soloensis. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that right.
Sounds Greek.
Jacob Washburn, Trey Murrah, Jose Amaro, Richard Sanders, Lamond Chestnut, Mike Salas, Kane Surley, Joseph Madalena, Mark C. Poulin Jr., Alex Ostler.
Mark Poulin, why do I know that name?
I know, it sounds familiar.
I know Chris Poulin. Zach Steck, Devin Wyatt, David Overman, Valerie Sandlin Overman, the International Silver String Submarine Band, Adam Jones, Richard Gordon III, Kaylin Swanson, Hassan Halawi, Dr. Remulak, Alan Smith Jr., David Nieves Roman, MJ Baker, Vince Fontaine, and John Doyle. New likes.
Yeah, over on Instagram, I guess Devin Wyatt decided to like us on both platforms, so thank you for that, my friend. Lunatic Coleman, Jamie Joaquin, Jacek Stanislawski, Ryan Reed. This is in a different character set, too. Gikuyu Murungu. Thank you. Joe Lengyel, Don Kenchizzi.
Cornelius?
Nope, Kenchizzi. Oh. Oakdale Masonic Lodge number 669. Hey. Thank you, brothers.
Hey.
And awesome. Bright Light. So thank you guys.
I'm not gonna lie, I get a certain pleasure listening to you guys try to pronounce names now after I got ridiculed so freaking bad when I used to do it. So it's kinda nice.
There's no way you have been able to get Zolanthropus soloensis. You would not have. Reminds me of Dr. Theopolis from Buck Rogers.
Yeah, no, wouldn't
Dr. Have. Remulak.
I am Dr. Did you get the Dr. Remulak reference?
Great. We're not linguists. Sorry, guys.
I am Dr. Remulak.
Oh, cool. God, I'm going to try this name, though. Neiman Jaar. Hello, brothers. Greetings from Master Mason in Serbia. That's cool. Awesome. Hey, see all these flags we got up here?
I think we're big in Serbia.
I'm just saying, you sent us a flag, we'll hang it.
Wasn't there a week where we had like 10 Serbian followers come on?
Yeah. And yeah. There was like a rash of Eastern European.
Yeah.
We're big there. That's why we do it. That's how all these flags came from listeners from other countries. If you send us a flag, we'll hang it.
And we're going to reorient them, so there'll be plenty of room up there.
So. Yeah, because we got all the new stage. We got the new freaking counter. This is awesome.
I feel good. I feel like I'm handing down edicts from on high.
I like it.
Yeah. It thanks for the stools, Joe. The stools are great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If you need me to push it in, let me know.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, thank you. Such a gentleman.
What?
Stupid.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Over on Twitter, I actually added back Twitter to my phone. It's not my own profile. It's the Freemasons podcast profile. Oh. And I've been on a tear on Twitter because...
God, I'm going to get kicked off that platform.
I'm not going to get kicked off it. All I'm doing is just putting up images of the comments from people who are saying that we're evil and devil worshippers and everything, and I put it up there on Twitter, and I don't know. I think it's personally pretty funny. Like, I'm a major troll for these people. I find them absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, you are.
But
is he big enough to be a troll?
He's right.
I look like a troll. Look at my hair. I am a troll doll. The only thing I do is I slick it to the side.
I thought trolls were big.
Yeah. No, like trolls
the one under the bridge.
They were like Billy strong. Yeah, what? They have like special powers.
Where
or
the
something.
Wild things are, like
yeah.
What is your quest?
So he's like bigger than the little child.
He's like, well, that's him. Yeah. We got to get him a little gray outfit with a little crown.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. Right. Oh my God, we could probably find a child size that fits him too.
Whenever you guys are done. Store,
we're good.
Yeah. So again, you can have us look over at Twitter at us and this particular little argument that we're having on YouTube, because again, I love doing this stuff, and one of the things I love doing is I imagine myself doing it is when people are like, you guys are evil and bad. I'm like, oh, I do like the whole Willy Wonka where he puts his hands on his face. I'm like, oh, do tell.
Yeah, exactly. Cite your evidence, please.
So I'm not going to make anybody famous here, but I talked about Karen. I also have somebody else on here that says
is that the one that you were going to call a Karen, but then her name was actually
Karen? Actually was like, oh, well, never mind.
No, this one's
already done. Got already. Named. Your parents already took care of that.
This one's a Stephanie with a PH, and she goes on to say, basically, fear the Lord and please, please, you lazy, illiterate freaks.
Ooh. Well, I mean, that's accurate.
Just repent and open a darn freaking Bible.
Don't
we do.
We do it all the time.
Every meeting. And then she goes to say, easy to read Bibles are now available online. She's basically saying I can't talk. Or,
yeah, and if it were that easy, they'd call it her mom. Yeah. We're gonna go there today. We're gonna go there today.
I guess we're not taking the high road anymore.
Oh.
So at one point she said to us to basically keep drinking, which so clearly she's seen one of the episodes.
You know,
we're doing.
I think we should listen to her.
She's got a good
head.
I
have a point, you know.
So I said, "I'll keep drinking as long as you keep taking your antipsychotics. Have a lovely day." I was polite about it when I ended it.
Oh yeah, that was
all right, whatever.
They drink in mass every Sunday morning. So.
Right,
that's true.
And then another person, Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah.
Yeah, he doesn't have much of an ego. Huh?
Yeah, that's not a complex at all.
Jesus.
He basically told me to repent, and I said, "Okay." Right. He says, only human beings can preach repentance, and only humans can repent. Satan and the fallen angels cannot. You should only be offended if you're not a human being.
Yeah, we're mole people.
Yeah. I guess we're not human.
He's basically saying that we're either Satan or the fallen angels. So my only reply was, so does this mean I can fly? I think it'd be really, really cool to fly.
You should have replied back, well, we do have a ginger. Does that count?
Kind of sounds like he was coming on to you, calling you a fallen angel.
Shit.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
I know, right?
Did it hurt when you fell from grace?
Yeah. Oh, the whole the woman pickup line?
The pickup line.
The pickup line.
Yeah. See, I went right to the
Maybe
poison song.
I know. I had to take the other tack.
Anyway. So, check us over at Twitter. Because I'm doing some funny shit over there.
Because George is responding.
I have to. So, yeah. I can't. You don't, set yourself. I don't have to. But I'm sorry. When you say some stupid shit and then you're like, I know what you guys do. I was a rainbow girl. Oh, yeah? Please do tell.
Yeah.
You guys sit under the sun.
Have her call in.
And
have her call in.
We should. No. It would just be no.
Yeah, some people are just not going to be.
But we could hang up on her at any time. I told you that a long time ago. The show needs a burner phone.
I bait you into saying some stupid shit that you either A, can't prove, or you show that you're a psycho and you're out of your mind
talk.
And you
right. we
really
sit back and let her
this
talk.
Is what I do. Like, I enjoy it. I let you dig your own hole and then I hand you the shovel.
We could talk about it. I mean, it may or may not be. We'll go over the pros and cons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll bring it
Our brother from Serbia says, it's sad that some people will never learn what Freemasonry is, so be troll and enjoy it. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Every
Some people are just so insular that no matter what you do, whatever evidence you can present to the contrary,
it won't be good
factual
enough.
Or not, yeah, it's not good enough. They're not going to change their opinion. So.
All right. So let's start it up.
Yeah.
First, we got a toast.
Start me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Joey, you missed the last one. You're all responsible right. for toasting.
Yeah. Brothers, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim. Fire, good fire. Fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. Question for you: did you just shoot that apple pie moonshine?
Yeah.
No.
It's what you're supposed to do during a toast,
holy
right?
Shit. No, but his was like full to the brim. Like,
no, he had like half a...
I've been sipping on it.
Oh, okay. I thought you literally fired off. I'm like,
it is really shit. Good, but very sweet. Very sweet.
All right, let's get serious. All right, so we're going to do this episode, and this episode is going to be Google, so I'm going to pop this in Google. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I'm going to Google is, are Freemasons... Yes. Well, there's a bunch of them. Are Freemasons still active?
Yes. Done.
Yes, I'm going to go with yes as well.
Man, we're here.
Here we are, yeah. We're Masons.
That's a simple one.
We are not clandy.
We are awake.
Are Freemasons and Masons the same thing? This one can get a little bit in depth. So, yeah. Kenny, you want to take it?
I'll try. So, Masons is just a short form of the word Freemason.
Correct.
If we're, you know, talking about Masons in the Freemasonry context, I'm not going to say that, like, oh, you know, they're stone layers, brick layers, whatever. We'll leave that aside. So Masons is just a short form of the word Freemason. I don't see that there's any difference from my perspective.
I mean,
you've got the difference between free and accepted Masons versus ancient free and accepted Masons and so forth, but those two words don't mean one versus the other. Yeah. I just see it as a short form.
Just so everybody knows, we are not the same Masons as in, like, Frank Rizzo Masonry driving down the road.
Frank Rizzo. Oh, right, yes.
Like,
yeah,
we're not laying stonework.
Concrete or stonework. Although I have done stonework, so...
Yeah. I see those two as...
Involuntarily, though. You didn't have a choice to do it. I mean... Right? Wasn't that your sidewalk basically fell apart or something?
Oh, no. That was something totally different. I used to build stone walls.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were...
Yeah, there's no joke in that. There's no punchline.
No, I learned something new today.
So you were an operative Mason.
I was at one time an operative Mason, yes.
No kidding.
What do you think? You think there's a difference, George, between those two terms?
Which ones?
Mason and Freemason?
Again, it depends on what you're asking. Like, if you're asking... you know, like, Freemasonry, the craft Freemasonry
yes.
is a derivative of the ancient stone guilds, but we are not the same people who are driving down the road fixing your sidewalks and all that stuff.
Correct. Yes.
So if they're asking the question, is Freemasons and Masons the same thing? Yes. Freemasons is short term, like, we're Masons.
Right. Same term. Yep.
But if you're talking about it in the operative term, no, we are not those type of Masons. We're not rebuilding your sidewalk. We're not, you know, we're not doing the stones on the side of your driveway and all
patching
that stuff. Patching holes. No, that's not
filling holes.
Yeah. Are Freemasons tax exempt? Oh, this one's going to draw some
heat. Depends on your jurisdiction and state regulation.
Correct.
Sure.
Yep.
You're our trustee. You want to take this one?
Sure. Well, under advisory of our tax accountant, I'm not going to answer. No. most Masonic lodges, at least the ones that I'm aware of, are a not-for-profit corporation versus a non-profit corporation. And there's a big difference in the filing. So short answer is no, we're not tax exempt because we're not, we don't fall under the auspices of a religious organization or something like that. However, there are certain lodges that have been able to work something out with their towns where they are able to gain tax exempt status. But as a whole, each individual lodge is not. We may be as a Grand Lodge.
Yeah.
But again, that may depend on certain state and federal IRS laws. There may be some requirements there.
Now, understand, we are a 501(c), which means we are tax exempt with certain things, but we get a tax bill up here where the town of Seymour wants to know what we have up here in our freaking lodge room.
Yeah. So when you say we, you're talking about Morningstar Lodge.
Morningstar Lodge, yes. Yeah. So
Harmony, I think, is a 501(c)(3) too, but that's different than tax exempt, right, Joe?
That just means that's the designation between a nonprofit and a not-for-profit. So Ashlar Aspatuck is a not-for-profit, which is a 501(c)(10).
Okay.
A 501(c)(3), you are required to put a certain amount of the money that you take in back into the community.
Okay.
Right.
And that's the exchange for the tax exempt status.
And we do.
I see. Okay.
All this is above my head. I'm not a freaking nurse.
Yeah.
So
let's not get too in depth.
Yeah, we got to fill out freaking 990 forms.
But we don't have we don't get the same exemption that a church or a religious organization may get. So that was the point I wanted.
Sure. Yep. This next one will definitely fall on me. Of course it will. Are Freemasons druids?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You have to ask George.
I don't even know what the hell a druid is. What is a druid? Isn't that like the weird?
It's an ancient, like pagan.
It's like the pointy-eared people that run around, right?
It was the guys who built the
elves. They built Stonehenge.
They built Stonehenge. Yeah,
it's in essence a pagan religion.
I don't know what.
I think they might have been responsible for Easter Island as well. But
so the answer is no. We are not druids.
Do we draw any of our ritual from druids or anything?
I don't know. Not that I can think.
It would be really cool to do a degree at Stonehenge, though.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I'm sure English lodges have. Hey, if there's an English lodge that's done a degree at Stonehenge or something like that, leave it in the comments and let us know. By the way, like and subscribe too. That'd be cool.
Smash that like button.
Yeah. Are Freemasons religious? Well, we have our own resident Ginger that goes up north and does his little monk retreat.
Yeah, I've done some time at a monastery.
So, would you say you're a religious person?
Depends on your definition of religion.
I thought you were going to say depends on the day.
I am definitely a spiritual
person. There are certain days where you're like, God damn it! Does that constitute as
being religious? I speak his name every day, that I can assure you. I can assure you of that. I would describe myself as more of a spiritual person than religious because to me, religious is a organized definition of what exactly stuff means, and to me, you can't define it. But generally speaking, I would say yes, because one of the very minimum and first requirement that you have to become a Mason is, do you believe in a higher power, whether it be a Christian God, a Jewish God, a Muslim God? I don't believe the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster counts.
No.
But you do have to believe in a supreme being. So by virtue of that, most Masons are somewhat religious and or spiritual, however you want to define it.
And I want to all those who may be trolls who are calling us devil worshippers and all that stuff, we do not allow the Church of Satanism into our ranks.
Yeah, that's where we draw the line.
We do not, because they stand in, what's the opposite, antithesis, right?
Yeah.
Is that the word I'm looking for?
Their values are inconsistent with.
Completely inconsistent. Yeah. There's even been people who are like quote unquote Wiccan that have been turned away.
Yeah. You know? That varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction and lodge to lodge. There was a brother who is of that religion, and one lodge that I know of turned him away and said we can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the actual reasoning behind it was, but then he went to another lodge in the jurisdiction
and, they said, sure.
And he was accepted. So I mean,
right.
We try our best to be as inclusive as possible, but if your value system is basically like, take what you want from humanity.
Yeah, do what thou wilt. That shit don't fly.
It's not going to work.
I want to be clear about that. So that doesn't happen. It's not like we're just like, anybody can call me any religion. Like, it depends on what the religion's tenets are, I guess you can say. Like, if it's in contradiction to be a good and upstanding person and be a benefit to all mankind and, you know, not turning the cheek, if you will, right, as in most religions teach. You know, yeah, don't, you know, don't take vengeance on your enemy. That's right, not for you to do, in a sense. Whereas, you know, like the Church of Satan, it's basically what they say is, you know, do unto others as others would do to you. Yeah. No, that's a fucking no-go.
I think I would say the vast majority of the world's religions are accepted.
Yep.
One thing that just came to mind, though, and I don't know the answer to this. Can you be a Scientologist and be a Mason?
Oh, God. After watching the Leah Remi thing, I'm going to go with a don't know big, the answer. Fat no.
Okay. I don't know enough about the tenets of Scientology.
I don't know much about it either.
Yeah.
I know a decent amount about Scientology. I just don't know if it's...
episode opportunity
necessarily yeah, consistent or inconsistent with. I don't know that it's ever a decision has ever been made on it.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, I've never heard of a we should do an episode on that.
I mean, it's a religion story, that's yeah, recognized by the federal government, and they have,
well, it's because they got money. Well, anything that the federal government recognizes, it's something that has money. True. Let's be clear. Right.
But
if they don't have money, they don't want nothing to do with it.
The U.S. government categorized them as a religious organization, so I think it would be very difficult to preclude them. However...
Right. Well, I mean, it also depends on their tenets. Like, if you're all about freaking beating women and all that stuff, then that's freaking... No, that's a no-go. Right. We'll have to do more research and learn about it, and then we'll come back with an episode on that. It's a good idea. That's a good thing you did there, Cam.
Once in a while, I have an idea, George.
That was a good idea.
Once in a while.
Well, because it's kind of one of those things that, if it, you want to call it a religion or whatever, it's kind of skipped over because it's kind of like a new religion. It's like a new mainstream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oracle. But right? There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that ascribe to it, though. So I'm sure, right, at least in some jurisdictions, somebody's wanted to become a Mason from that religion, and it would be interesting to know more.
Won't hurt to entertain it. Yeah. All right, next one. Are Freemasons Catholic? Ooh, I'll grab a hold of this one.
Yeah, go for it.
Freemasons can be any religion. Okay, you don't need to necessarily be Catholic. The Catholic Church forbids people from being Freemasons. Why? I don't know. Well, I have my suspicions, but Freemasons do not ban religious, you know, certain like Roman Catholics and everything from being Freemasons. Like, we just don't. It's
right.
You know, your how do I put this? Your relationship with God is your own. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not for us to tell you who you should and should not believe in. And I think that runs contrary to the Catholic Church, which is why we have Catholic priests that may or may not, when we've been at funerals, have basically told the family that they couldn't do the Catholic funeral, right, because... we're not going to get into specifics, yeah, but the priest actually stopped the funeral on a dime and said, we can't do this. We can't give him his last rites or bury him in the ground because he was a Freemason and did this to the family while the Masons, right, were present. And it was a real shitty thing to do. Masons would never do that. Mm-hmm. So,
and our current deputy grand master is a Catholic priest, no?
He is Anglican.
Okay.
Yes, our current...
Anglican?
Anglican, thank you. Yeah.
Which is still a Christian based. It's just Catholic. Yeah. It's one of the Protestant. Protestant,
yeah, English it's, Protestant.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Methodist,
but
which
still,
I am. Just yes, so you know.
Me I'm too, Methodist. George. Don't get too excited.
I'm Methodist for anybody who wants to know, Karen.
But on the other piece of it, you know, getting back at you know, our Freemasons religious. There's a lodge that meets out of the New Haven Masonic Lodge building, Cosmopolitan Lodge, that's primarily Jewish brothers.
Correct.
I don't believe it's a requirement or a prerequisite, but that's traditionally it's a Jewish lodge.
Right.
So,
And there are other lodges that are, you know, I don't know if in Connecticut, but I know there are other lodges that are solely kind of either Muslim or they're, I don't think there's any, I mean, I would have to say that a good portion of Masons are primarily Christian.
Yeah.
Good portion, but not all.
At least in the States.
At least in the States, right? So there's not like only a Christians-only lodge, you know. Right. But and I want to be clear, like the Jewish lodge you were talking about, Cosmopolitan, it doesn't mean that you can only join it if you are Jewish.
Correct. It's just a historical.
It doesn't exclude. No different than a white male joining a PHA lodge here in Connecticut.
Right.
Or a black male joining a regular lodge. I mean, Didi, he's not PHA. He's just regular.
Lodge. Right.
Ty Bird, he's another one. You know, yep. So there's not like, it's not secular, if that, correct, if that's what you're getting at. But all right, next one is, are Freemasons a religion? Terrible grammar on Google here. Are Freemasons a religion? I mean, that should say, is Freemasonry a religion, but whatever.
Yeah,
no, we are not a religion.
Nope.
Although much of our ritual is based, or how does it go in the fellow craft, Joe? Come on, drop the line.
It is so far interwoven with religion as to lay us under obligation to pay that rational homage to the deity.
Oh, kill it.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Which at once constitutes our duty and happiness.
Very nice.
Well done.
You killed it, by the way, on the fellow craft degree when you did that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You did
exactly. I had one little fumble because I got in my own head, but
so did I. And my part was much shorter than you. So no, we are not a religion. We're interwoven with religion to teach the lessons that need to be taught. So when people sit there and go, "You guys don't believe in Jesus," I send you to the Rose Croix or the Rose Croix degrees of Scottish Rite, 17th and 18th.
I prefer Croix.
Croix. It's like when you're in lodge. And you got a fart, and you just pull your butt cheeks apart, and it goes, quah.
Jesus Christ. I thought that's what a woman did.
No.
Man. You went there. Jesus Christ. You can't cut it out. It's lost.
It's too late now. There's zero latency on this feed, brother.
We need a delay.
Yeah. You feel all right today?
You're feeling great.
Okay.
Did that huge shot of moonshine, and now he's like,
no, let's not give Karen. He can still
deliver. Let's not give Karen any more ammunition, all right?
Fair enough. Drunk.
Are Freemasons Knights Templar? Ooh, this one's a fun one to unpack.
Yeah.
Kenny, you are also a Knights Templar.
I am. So it depends on what your definition of the term Knights Templar is. If we're talking about the Knights Templar of old that engaged in the why can't I think of the term? The Crusades, and you know, defended the Catholic faith, like, from.
He jumped enemies. Too quick. If he'd have paused a little bit longer, I was going to add in fuckery. I just thought,
yeah, I know.
Fuckery.
So, if we're talking about those, there's been a lot of scholars, obviously, we've covered this in other episodes, that try to draw that golden thread between the Knights Templar or some other ancient order and Freemasonry.
Right.
Some believe that there's credence there. Some say that's just coincidence. So that's a whole debate.
So there's no actual, like, hard evidence. They're speculative and coincidental.
Yep.
Scott Walter, which, by the way, we got to have him on again.
Yeah. He's written some new stuff since we've talked to him last.
Yes, he has.
Oh, yeah. So we definitely need to get him on.
We need to get him back on again.
Raph.
What?
Raph.
Raph, do your job.
If we're talking about the York Rite Knights Templar, then yes, do have to be a Freemason in order to be a Knight Templar in the York Rite organization. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the other way around. So not every Freemason that goes through the Blue Lodge degrees necessarily will join York Rite. That's a choice that you make.
Another thing I want to add, I was just going to say that. Like, none of this, like, so when you ask the question, are Freemasons Knight Templar, none of anything you do is a requirement.
Right.
So, you know, whoops, I almost had a folly. Nothing you do is a requirement. Everything we do in Freemasonry is voluntary. You volunteer to take the degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So at any point in time, you're like, this ain't for me, or I don't want to go any farther, you stop.
Yep.
You know, we joke about being voluntold for things, but there's no voluntold. Like, you willingly, and even like if you were to take an officer's position.
Well, sometimes you're voluntold. Or pressured.
But here's the thing. Yeah, like some people will be like,
come on, George, could be secretary
again.
Yes,
you need to do this. Right?
Mm. Oh, come on, one more year. Just one more year.
Yeah, one more year. But when you stand up and they say, do you accept? You can say, no.
Correct.
And then they have to reballot again and do it all over again. So nothing in Freemasonry is you have to do it.
Correct.
Including the Knights Templar. Again, there's Jewish brothers. We've talked about this before. There's Jewish brothers. There's Muslim brothers that they I mean, could they take the Knights Templar if they wanted to? That's on them and their own religion. And the reason being is because one of the questions is, you know, if you were to take up arms, which is allegorical for everyone out there who's a conspiracy theorist, freaking nut, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the arms that we would be taking up are ceremonial, blunted swords. We're not going to do any damage with them.
Allegorical.
Yeah.
So everything is figurative. So when they tell you, would you take up, if you were to take up arms, would you prefer the Christian religion? Some Muslims or Jewish or Buddhist or whatever can say, no, I don't. Sorry, I can't follow on. And they just stop there. They don't have to take the York.
Yeah. Right, so would they stop at what, Knight Malta? Knights of Malta?
Knight of Malta, yeah. Which you could take all the way up to there. And all in the Knights of Malta is just telling the story about the Knights Templar and how they eventually ended up at the Knights of Malta. Mm-hmm. And you could take it all the way up through there. But last question. I'm not going to flip tabs because I already read it. And the last question is, can Freemasons have tattoos?
Ooh. Was that really a question?
Yeah, I'll show you right here. Check it out. Last one. Ready?
So you did them in order, right? It was like the top.
Yeah.
However many.
Oh, are Freemasons allowed to have tattoos? I mean, I don't particularly know for myself, but I mean, I'm speculating.
Nobody's taken my dues card yet.
I mean, I think it also, well, let's kind of dive into this one because it's pretty easy, but I think it would depend on the tattoos you're getting.
Oh, yeah.
If you're putting up some hate stuff on your body and Freemasons catch it,
yeah, and we're going to have a problem.
Right. We're going to have a problem with it. So if you're putting any type of hate symbols, hate speech, anything of that nature on your body, that might throw a red flag. One person did question me about the one on my forearm, and I shut that shit down fast. And the reason being is because
of the cross.
The cross. Because this particular cross on my arm is used by multiple things. I chose this cross because this is the cross of the Knights Templar.
It's a Maltese cross?
It's... No, what the hell is it?
Forget what the cross term of, is.
Shit. Cross of Salem?
Satan?
Salem. S-A-L-E-M, I think. I'll double check on that. Salem. But either way, it's the symbol of the Knights Templar that, you know, when you're in the Grand Commandery, at least of Grand Commandery we have.
Yep.
This is the cross. Like, right. That's what it looks like.
Yep.
And the words here...
Isn't the Medal of Honor a similar cross?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, and it was hijacked by
a lot
multiple things. I mean, biker gangs have used it. The Nazis have used it. It's basically a cross that's a symbol of strength all the way from the Templars, because this was the original. That's in debate. I mean, you can go as far as Sumeria and all that shit, but we're not getting that far.
I don't think.
But
that
if you're talking about an organization that, you know, it was given by the Pope to the Knights Templar, and this was the cross. Yeah. So for organizations that came after the Knights Templar that, you know, respected and know what the Knights, they were a symbol of power.
Right.
So every organization that wants to have a symbol of power, they're naturally going to choose a logo a cross like this. Mm-hmm. So it's been perverted amongst many other, it's been used for good, bad, just like anything else. Mm-hmm. But this one particular person basically was like, oh my God, is that, like, that could be a symbol for like white supremacy. I said, but then when you combine it with the words of the Crusades, Deus Vult, which means God wills it, that throws your whole argument. Again,
I mean,
this breaks down to interpretation. And it's better to just ask somebody what it means to them.
I'm assuming she
that's
was...
That's how allegory and symbolism works.
Yeah. I assume she was alluding to the fact that it looks like the Iron Cross, which the Germans used.
The Iron Cross.
So it only resembles it. That is not the Iron Cross.
Here's just the thing, all right? Anybody can sit there and poke and say and prod and bait. I hate when people bait. Just ask me. You know, don't. I hate baiters. People are like, try to sucker you into saying something stupid.
They've got to be passive aggressive about it. They can't just ask a question. That's what people used to do.
Yeah, just ask a question. Like, what's that tattoo all about?
Would the really good baiters be masters?
They could be. Yes. Mm-hmm. People who work at the wine factory, when they put the cork on top of the wine. They put it in their mouth first to soften it up. They're cork soakers.
Jesus Christ. Walked anyway. Right into that one. I'm like staring at you with rapt attention, and then I'm like, oh, God, why did I do that?
Anyway.
All right.
You know, but again, this is what boils down into Freemasonry of allegory and symbolism and all this other stuff, you know. So when we had, I don't know, Spider Monkey Boy over here or whatever. When we were building the...
Yeah, Spider
or something. Spider Monkey or whatever his freaking name was. Oh, the first thing when I seen his name Spider was instantly...
Oh, the guy that was instantly commenting. In my head. I thought you said, I'm okay. Instantly. Spider. You know, you didn't go to Goodfellas? I went right to Goodfellas. I thought you said I'm didn't. Okay.
You know what Spider. I went to? I went to Anderson from Beavis and Butthead. I caught them two boys whacking off in my dual shed like a couple of spider monkeys. That's where my head went.
I thought you said I'm okay, Spider. Yeah. I'm okay, Spider. But yeah, I would imagine that there's some tattoos that you couldn't get based on the applications that you take that we won't go into, but there are certain signs and symbols that you're not supposed to, like, write or other things.
Let's go to the comments quick, and then we'll punch in the next one, because we still got about a half hour, I think. Joseph Madalena. Thank you. Welcome, brother. Or welcome, friend, whatever you are. Catching my first podcast live since watching. Been watching since I was an EA and just recently got a raise for AMM. Hey!
Congratulations.
Cheers, brother. Congratulations. Cheers.
Jai Everlyn, Scientology are renowned for taking legal action. Be careful with that one, lads.
What do they want? We're not tearing the religion apart or defaming them. We just want to see if there's been any precedent for them to be a suitable religion that's compatible with Freemasonry.
What do they
want to
do?
Talk through the points if they're not. I don't see why they would get angry with us.
What do they want? What do they want, the cedar or something off the front? I mean...
Yeah, exactly. What you're going to take all of our
assets.
What
are you going to sue us for?
All $75 worth of them? All right. Have fun with that. Add that to your coffers.
You going to garnish my wages? I'll send you a bag of peanuts.
You're
going to
garnish my wages. I think we'll be okay. But yeah, I appreciate that, Brother Jai. I think we'll just have to be circumspect about it. And obviously, we'll be respectful. I mean, we're not trying to tear anybody apart here. We're truly trying to answer that question. Yeah.
And just tell us what happened to Shelley Miscavige.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next one. Let's try this out. Ready, guys? What do you guys want me to do? What do you want me to Google? Can Freemasons...
Yep. Can Freemasons get married? Is that not it?
Oh, there's some overlap, but I...
There we go.
It's funny, because I'm I've done three of the top four.
Oh, God.
So the top three, or well, I'll read you the top four so you know which one I'm not.
Shit.
Can Freemasons have tattoos? Can Freemasons have beards? Can Freemasons be Catholic? And can Freemasons go to jail?
Okay.
So the answer is
I have
yes
to, back it
to
up,
all
though,
the above.
Because there was another one that was... Oh, I missed it now. Damn it. There was another one that popped up.
Can they drink alcohol? Yes.
Yeah, so... Can Freemasons have beards? You can do whatever the hell you want.
I mean, they can. They
may not all look as good as mine, but you can attempt. It's
debatable whether they should.
Gray?
They can.
Look at this. Look at this. This is so nice. I can sit next to him. I can actually pull all the grays out for him.
Then I'd have no beard. It makes me look distinguished.
You know what I do?
Seasoned.
I just shave my entire head so I don't
I'm not afraid of the gray. I've earned the gray. I've earned it.
Yep. All right.
That's a story.
So let's go to the next one. Can Freemasons go to jail? Yeah. I mean...
I haven't personally.
Freemasons go to jail. I mean, I want to be clear. There's two things here, and this one, I don't know why this one just made me laugh. I'm sorry, but there's we're not above the law. We're still American citizens that are punishable by the same laws. And there's no one in. It's not like the prosecutor's going to come bust the door open with a freaking giant G on his chest like Superman and be like, "Hey, we're getting the hell out of here."
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Like, if you do some dumb shit, yes, you're going to jail.
They may also be asking,
and
though.
Then, go ahead, Ken.
You know, can Freemasons go to jail? As in, are we still Freemasons? Are we still part of the craft? Are they going to kick us out if we go to jail?
I think it depends on the severity of your crime. I mean, if you go to jail because you have a freaking glove box full of unpaid parking tickets, probably not. Masons might even be like, "Hey, man, you're hurting for money. You need some help."
Right.
Like, you know, the lodge may help you out. You know, if you're, but I mean, if you're like
a felony.
Yeah, if you're like
usually
pulling
a felony, you're out.
Or you're Ike Turner and you're a lady at home, like, you know.
Yeah.
That probably will get you thrown out of the craft.
Big wheel, keep on.
Anything that's like, you know, moral turpitude or, you know, anything that's murder or any of that kind of stuff, usually a felony is going to get you booted out.
Yeah.
At the very least, there's going to be a Masonic trial because we don't, you know.
I mean, you want to go even further. I mean, you could even go some misdemeanors. Like, you get caught with drugs.
Yeah.
Depending on what you got,
right.
You know.
Your lodge may hold a trial and say,
conduct. Unbecoming.
Yep.
Unbecoming.
Sometimes, I mean, I know of certain circumstances where it wasn't even a trial. It was literally like that. They yanked the freaking dues card. Oh, yeah. And that was it.
Yep.
We don't need to get into specifics about that one. So, yeah you can be thrown out. And depending on your severity, yeah. Can Freemasons leave?
Like, can we become non-Freemasons?
See ya.
There's a process called the demit process where you can just fill out some paperwork. You submit it to the lodge. Technically, it's up to a lodge vote. However, I've never seen a lodge not respect the wishes of a brother to demit.
I mean, you also can't be like 3 years in the hole of dues and be like, yeah, I want to demit now. Like, no, you got to pay up. Otherwise, they won't grant the demit. And then,
right. You should be in good standing before you demit.
But yeah, there's nothing stopping you. And you know what, honest to God, even in that situation, like where the dude is like 3 years in the rears and he just doesn't show up anymore and doesn't answer phone calls, like we're not going to hunt you down and like drag you back to the lodge. Like it is what it is.
No, it's not sucks. Like, it's not like it off.
Here's what will happen. You'll get dropped NPD, which is non-payment of dues. And honest to God, like even if you like came back like 5 years later and was like, yeah, I want to come back, you still owe that money.
Right. Yep.
To the lodge because you were part of it. And I mean, realistically, if you're going to be that much of a douche canoe and just, you know, not pay your dues for 3 years and then, you know, just disappear, the lodge might not want you back because it's kind of that's not what Masons do. Like, we pay our debts, we're like Lannisters, and
unless you were in,
we
like,
and we know things.
If you fell on hard financial times, obviously, there are extenuating circumstances.
Of course.
We're going to help brothers out if they can't pay their dues. Obviously, that's part of our obligations to one another. But
usually, Masons will do the right thing and be like, hey, man, I'm hurting for cash.
Yep.
You know, and they'll come to the lodge, and you know, you don't have to tell the entire lodge. You don't got to make this big public spectacle. You go up to the master, the secretary, and be like, hey, listen, I'm falling on hard times, can't pay it. And most times, master, secretary will just be like, because I don't know how it is in your lodges, but our lodge has a little bit of a quote-unquote slush fund, if you will, where it's like $100 is allocated to the secretary and wardens, and I don't know what the amount is, but a certain amount of money is allocated, or even our almoner, right? We got the almoner, too.
Yep.
Which, I don't know, are you?
I am your almoner, okay. And your associate grand almoner.
Right. So, I mean, even if they come to the almoner, which is kind of like what the new standard is, right? You go to the almoner if you're having some issues, and then he passes it to
to the worshipful master,
right,
who passes it to the associate grand almoner if need be.
Correct.
We have a separate fund that's,
it's like a me sandwich.
Yeah, it's a Joe sandwich. Those are the best kind.
Stupid. It's like Fluffernutter, only better.
Can Freemasons drink alcohol?
Yeah. Cheers.
Do svidaniya.
Not to excess. It's actually part of some of the teachings of Freemasonry that
to subdue your
passion. We're not supposed to go crazy with alcohol, but yeah, we'll have a beer every once in a while.
But that's also why you have a junior warden who's big as shit, too, because if the junior warden is responsible for refreshment, and if you're downstairs after lodge getting pie-eyed, it's actually the junior warden's job to be like, hey, knock it off.
There are checks and balances in place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can Freemasons date?
Hey!
If I couldn't, I wouldn't be a Mason. No, that's not true. I'm married, actually.
You busy later?
I wouldn't be clear.
You're looking good today, by the
maybe
way.
Maybe we can
I like your tattoos.
Maybe you and I can go grab a cup of
coffee. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I knew that was coming.
Oh, that's great.
With a latte, berry white.
I got it. Jesus. Remix to ignition.
Usually I don't do this, but why don't you go ahead and break them off a little preview of the remix?
I'm not trying to be rude. Hey,
I want to be clear.
We're going to get shut down.
I want to be clear. Freemasonry is not to impede on your financial life, your social life, your family life, your life in general.
Right.
This is a benefit to it. So
you're
not going to be like on a date and, you know, Mason's just going to come out of like the corner, like it's like Men in Black wearing a tuxedo, be like,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, it's not going to happen. Like,
why don't you come bounce with me? Just bounce with me. Just bounce.
So you want to roll dirty on Tinder, brothers? You feel free.
Yeah. You do your thing. It's not like there's no vow of celibacy or anything like that.
I mean, as long as you're not doing anything on, like, Epstein's Island or anything, I'm pretty sure you're going to be fine.
Yeah, keep it within, like, the letter of the law.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Can Freemasons be cremated? Actually, that's one of the ways I want to go. And
that's how I'm going.
I take the dirt nap. But I want it to be Viking, though. Like, I want two eyes.
Oh, like a funeral pyre.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. I want to be put out on the boat. I don't know, rubber raft, whatever you want to do. Float me in the middle of Naugatuck.
Ugh.
Can I blast Jimi Hendrix, Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire, when that's going?
That freaking entire... That entire river will catch on fire if we do that.
So I want to go. There's a couple ways I want to go. I think I've talked about the ways I want to go, right?
I think so.
I think I've talked about the ways I want to go.
I've been pretty clear on mine. I'm going to be buried in a bio urn.
What the hell's a bio urn?
Take your ashes and like mix it in with mulch, and you become the bulb of a tree that they plant. And then you're reborn as a tree.
I'm going to take one. That's kind of cool. I'm going to take one.
Dogs pee on you.
I'm going to take one out of Dane Cook's. Okay. Oh, I hope you come back as a tree and a big sweaty lumberjack comes through the woods and just chops you down and then prints the Bible on. Turns you into paper and turns you into the Bible.
Then my legacy shall still live on.
True.
Yeah. Take that, Karen.
Yes.
I come back as a Bible, as a tree that gets turned into a Bible. That'll really grind your gears.
Or toilet paper.
Or TP. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
toilet paper out of Mexico.
I really don't care.
Somebody will do it backwards.
Or a Thai food restaurant. There you go. An all Indian cuisine. Cremated is actually one of the ways I want to go. I know there's Roman Catholics that are flipping out right now because they don't believe in that. But
whatever. I mean, you can go any way you want. Freemasonry doesn't have any opinion whatsoever.
Any way you want it.
Any way you want. Realistically, the way that I go, I'm probably going to end up in a hefty bag in the backyard at some point. So probably.
You're going
to
end up in a.
Although chipper. I always thought it would be cool. I always thought it would be cool to like cut like a hole out of the deck and then be buried under the deck and then put plexiglass on the top so you could so people can like. Kind of like the USS Arizona.
So we could give you Cleveland?
Oh, that's weird, man.
I'll go the way of Lenin.
Then we can give you like...
Just pickle me and
then
freaking...
we can give you a Cleveland steamer.
Maybe I'll go like the way of Lenin. We'll just taxidermy my ass and put me in a rig.
Daniel Valdez says, tree into Bible. The cycle is complete, Karen. Well said.
If I go funeral pyre, I'm going to be dressed as Darth Vader when they do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Or Conan the Barbarian.
And they'll play
I think I would go as Ragnar Lothbrok.
Ragnar.
Oh, no. He didn't get a funeral pyre. He actually got thrown into a pit of snakes. And then, I don't know what the hell happened.
Why does it always have to be snakes?
Wasn't it Conan's girlfriend there that got burned?
I believe so, yeah.
The old barbarian barbecue there? The funeral pyre? I can't remember.
Fairly certain.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
And then came Red Sonja.
Yeah. Tulsa Doom, man.
Yeah, what do we want to try one more?
It was the blonde chick that got shot with the...
Yeah.
The, when they made the snake into an
arrow. Yeah, that's right. Tulsa Doom.
James Earl Jones.
Yep. That is power.
All right, let's go back to the comments real quick. Antoine Worrell. Greetings, brothers from Tallahassee. H.E. Daniels Lodge, number 532 PHA.
Hey, welcome, Antoine.
Welcome, brother.
There was a brother in our lodge who asked for assistance for dues and bills when COVID hit. The lodge helped him out. That's what we do.
Yep.
And then, Daniel Valdez, tree into a Bible.
Peter Daigle just joined us.
Hey, Pete.
He gave us a peace sign.
What's up, brother? Chuck and deuces.
So, all right, we want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
One more.
Uno más.
Come on, guys, help me out here. I've had to come up the last two.
So we've done.
I was hoping
Freemasons are Freemasons.
Will can Freemasons?
Will Freemasons?
Yes,
maybe. Take over the world, end the world, kill us all.
Will Freemasons? See, this comes up with some names.
Like Will isn't
Will Rogers.
The only one that really pops up is Will Freemasonry survive?
Oh, that's a tough one, man.
I mean.
I say yes, but
Gloria
that's a
Gaynor.
One.
I will survive. I will survive.
And we're muted.
I know I'm still alive. I've got all my life to live, and I've got all my love to give. All right, give me a different one, because that comes up a name. Can Freemasons. I was hoping something like popped up, like Can Masons Fly.
Did you do Freemasons R?
I did Freemasons. Oh, hold on.
Because I know we did Freemasons Have, and Will Freemasons.
R. Freemasons R.
Boring.
Wow.
Screw you. We're big.
Is that a statement or a question?
Freemasons, are you a traveling man?
We're big in the Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines love us.
And apparently Serbia too. Shout out Serbian brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Kenya, we were good.
So the only two we have on here is Freemasons, are you a traveling man? That is so. Oh, we could actually talk about this.
Okay.
The different ways that Masons communicate.
Do we want to talk about
it? Outside of public.
In a circumspect fashion.
In a circumspect fashion. Okay. So, like, different things that are said.
I don't know if my religion does that.
What? Never mind. I'm lost.
Circumspect.
Oh, you were. Oh,
God. He's making a... Yeah, okay.
Don't make us think, Joe.
I get it.
I'll try not to.
So, this is one of the phrases that actually Freemasons say to one another. They ask if they're a traveling man. So, like, if you see a brother with a, I don't know, Masonic tattoo, Masonic ring, Masonic lapel pin, and the Mason is going to recognize another brother in the context of we're not allowed to give grips and words and stuff like that because, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to dig into your wallet and pull out your dues card and stick it in somebody else's face. It's kind of just awkward. So one of the things they do is, like, the Mason will walk up to another suspect Mason, because again, we also have to guard against clandies too, right?
We have to mutually know that each one of us is in fact a recognized Mason.
Correcto.
Complicated.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that will be asked are, hey, are you a traveling man? And a Mason should instantly pick up on what he's talking about. Another one is, I've heard people say is, I see you look to the east.
Yep.
I've heard that one.
Or are you traveling in an easterly direction? Something like that.
Or somebody will look at you and go, hey, Hiram.
Yep.
That's another one that I've heard.
Yep.
In our circle of friends, it's usually, hey, fuckface! Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this is a brother that you don't know
personally. Yeah, yeah, I know. I am just
in
being,
public.
Right.
You're probably not going to lead with that one.
Yeah. Hey, brother is usually one. And then you still have to kind of, you know, there's a process that we kind of go through to see if we are, in fact, both recognized Masons. Correct. But
let me also add
their attention first.
In that respect, don't be the brother that sees another brother with a Mason sticker on the back of his car, and now you're in, like, Gran Torino mode to catch up to this guy to, like, hey, hey, dude.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
I had a particular brother who was hardcore riding my ass. I'll let you guys fill in the blanks of this. Hardcore riding my ass in his black Dodge RT Charger.
Oh.
Oh, I know that brother. Yeah. He's done that to me too.
And then I was like, doo, 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 doo. The phone goes off. But again, I'm sitting there and I'm driving and I'm like, I'm going to brake check this dude through his goddamn windshield if he doesn't get off my butt.
Yeah, except it's a brother.
And then I realized once I seen the number and the name, I'm like, oh, it's him. All right. Yeah. No, but I'm picking on Jack Burrell. Shout out to Jack over at Shepherd Salem. But I'm picking on him. But, you know, I mean, you get excited when you see another brother, like when you're driving down the road. It's like, oh, he's got a Mason sticker. Let me catch up and try to, like, and it's like,
usually I just give them three blasts on the horn, beep, 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 and, like, wave really quick so that they know I'm not getting pissed off at them because they're driving too slow. Like, you just put your hand up.
You also have a Masonic sticker on or a Masonic emblem on the back of
your car. He'll
as
know,
big
yeah.
as this goddamn cap.
It's a little bit bigger than that.
You can barely see it.
It's like 4 inches, something like that. It doesn't have to be ostentatious. I don't want like a giant Square Encompasses decal on my back window. But
he said it was like 4 inches.
It's bigger than that. It is. Hey, George.
Who are you trying to convince? Us or them?
Yeah.
Or yourself?
George, what's the best thing in life?
Oh, God, I have no idea what.
We should ask Peter Dangle.
Yeah, it's actually to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of their women. It's from Conan the Barbarian, I believe.
Oh, is it?
If I recall,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Thank you, Brother Peter.
It's
like what I think he's when he's sitting in the desert with the little monk guy.
Casey Joseph, hi. He's
That's like, after he punches the camel what is or the before he punches
I think, the camel? I think it's after he punches the camel. He's like, what is the greatest thing in life? And he, I don't know. I think he was trying to like lead him to some kind of lesson, but he says, he's to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Joseph Maddalena. He says, right? Say that again? I keep...
Maddalena.
Right. I suck at names. I'm sorry. They should develop a sign you can give to another brother you see driving on the highway. That's if it's point. Other members of my lodge, it's usually the bird, but...
Yeah. I mean, I've always struggled with that, too, and I totally see his point. Like, once you kind of give the three horn blasts, that's one way you can communicate, and not everybody's going to immediately think, hey, that's another brother.
Mm.
But, like, what hand signal can you give that you can actually give as a Mason in public? I just do the regular sign of a Mason, like, when we're voting. I just put my right hand up like this for a second, so that it's clear I'm not giving him the finger.
Right.
And then
but why the weird arm, though? Why the weird hand?
Like this?
Yeah.
That's how we vote, right? It's the usual sign of a Mason. It's like you're voting in Lodge.
I wouldn't have think of that. If you ever drove by me and put your arm up, I thought you were like, what is he, like, think he's on a bike and he's taking a right turn? Like, what the hell are you freaking doing? Like,
that's just me, though. I mean, you got something better? Because Joe and I, Joseph,
I'm fine with
Madalena and I are both confused. Like, none of us know what to do, so tell us. I mean, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
I come up with a special sign.
Let's come up with something. We can do this.
Boy Scout sign, like the three fingers or something. I don't know.
There are some brothers that are discreet about being Masons. Yeah, absolutely. There are some brothers that are very discreet about it.
Make our little like gang sign like this.
Yeah, like the square and compasses. Try to do that.
Oh God! You realize you're going to be a meme tomorrow from Karen, right?
I don't care.
Whatever, Karen. Whatever, Karen.
Just drink bullets.
Soulless gingers flashing Masonic gang signs.
Yeah, I'll come back as a tree that'll be turned into a Bible that will be given to your granddaughter on her wedding day.
We'll shade your grandchildren when they get married.
Joke is on you.
See, they always say I'm the angry dwarf.
I'm not angry.
You're subtly angry.
Point, Zanino.
I just believe in karma, Karen.
That's right.
Oh God. Anyway, I think that's all we got. I don't really have any mothers are because I did Freemasons are. I'm just gonna go with straight Freemasons, and then it's.
What about Freemasonry is? Tried Freemasonry is.
I did that.
Oh
yeah, I think we did that. Hey, if any brothers out there.
Oh, here we go. Now see, this makes me. This makes me happy. The very first one that pops up with Freemasonry is, it comes up as Freemasonry is a beautiful system of morality.
Very true.
Yeah. Very, very true. And the very next one is Freemasonry is a system of morality.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think it's a good thing.
That came from Masons.
Ooh, number four is an interesting topic.
Freemasonry is a religion?
No, the one below that.
Oh, Freemasonry is dying.
Interesting topic.
What isn't, though, anymore? Like, and we're not dying. Like, we're still here.
I have no soul.
Yeah, I don't think the craft is dying.
Craft isn't dying. Is it shrinking? Sure.
Changing, consolidating.
Changing,
perhaps,
consolidating.
But,
it's a natural contraction of things.
I think
it's like when people say, oh, the mafia is dead. No, it's not.
No, you can't hear it.
They're just not announcing themselves anymore,
right.
Karen.
Everything has an ebb and flow, Karen.
I'm sorry. She set herself up for that one. I mean, whatever.
Her name is Karen. It's like when you meet somebody named, like, I don't know.
What's that? Hold on. We got one right here.
Probably acts a certain
Freemasonry, Isle of Man. Oh, I got to look into this one now.
Isle as in, like, island or Isle as in, like,
Isle
by special?
Ooh, and it's actually a Freemason.
That's the Isle of Man is actually where they do a lot of races, like motocross and,
Provincial Grand Lodge of the Isle of Man.
Yeah. They have some awesome races on that island.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. It's kind of like the English countryside. They have hedgerows and stuff like that, and the roads are very narrow, and they shut down, like, most of the island, and they just run these super narrow, curvy roads.
Look at that friggin' apron. Holy shnikes.
That's a big apron.
I mean,
good God.
We should take a trip out there, visit the lodge, the Provincial Grand Lodge, watch a race.
Interesting. Look at these pictures.
I saw a castle.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Why the hell do I can't go to the next one. Damn it. There's a, I don't know, Hogwarts train or something.
Yeah,
there. If you guys want to look at this, it's freemasons.im.
Yep.
Right? That's the only thing I see.
Isle of Man.
Interesting.
Freemasons.
That's really
Isle
cool.
Of Man. Huh. So we learned something from Google today.
Yes, we
did.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Provincial Grand Lodge there.
What do you say, brothers? We good? Do we have anything else we want to add? If you're white, what is this? All right, hold on. We got some questions. We don't want to get shot trying to say hi to
people. Yeah, I mean, this is something we need to figure out. We don't want to, like, you know, make people think it's a road rage thing. We just want to say hi.
Right. Daniel Valdez, if your wife is traveling and needs assistance in another city, how she be identified as a Mason's wife? Well, there's a couple things.
Depends, again, on your jurisdiction, I think, too. Because there are rules in certain jurisdictions.
True. But there are also lapel pins. For instance, one of them is the Masonic slipper.
Yep.
Yes, there are Mason's ladies pins.
Mason's ladies pins, which is a heart with a, in I think the A of Mason's lady is a square and compass.
I believe so, yeah.
Yep. So there are different ways to do that.
There are t-shirts out there that say Mason's Lady and stuff right. like that. Like my sweetheart is a Mason or something like right. that.
So I want to be clear about this, though, and I'm glad kind of Dan brought this up, and then we'll shut it down after this. But be very, very careful about that, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you why. Because I think it's cool when Masons identify each other, but Masons also catch a lot of shit from crazies, too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so, the last thing you want to do is put...
If Karen sees you, like...
Yeah, I know. Right. You don't want to catch... So, I mean, that's your own personal decision, if you want to give that to your wife or whatever, but Masons catch a lot of shit. And I've had people stop me and be like, oh, you're a Mason? You guys are like NWO, right? You're the one making the gas prices go up, right? No, I'm
never,
not.
Never had that happen. On my wife's car.
No, I'm being facetious, but I'm saying, like, there has been people, I mean, we had that little bastard down in freaking Jimmy start mouthing off to me one day, and I wanted to throw him out the freaking window.
When my wife bought
thanks
a new
to my
car.
Lodge brothers that came to my fence, like, George, just calm down. George,
yeah, they made down. You subdue your passions.
They made me. They did a good job, though. So and then, wife, of course, I had my hardcore. Sorry, Ken. And then I had a couple hardcore ones, like, dude, I'll be down in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, go ahead.
Sorry. So on my wife's last car and on her current vehicle, I have a Square and Compasses emblem. And the reason for that is, A, sometimes I drive that car. And B, if she's ever out there in public and has a flat tire on the side of the road with the kids in the car, I would like to think that a brother would help out, you know, a brother's wife.
Or you get a son of a bitch like Jack Baril decides to tailgate her the entire ride back
to
the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, too. And, yeah, if there's some psycho out there that's like, oh, Masons are evil, they might key your car up or something like that. But
the only time that Jack Baril doesn't tailgate another Mason's car or his wife's car to get his attention is if it says MWGM on the front tail, and then he's banging a hard right to get away from off the street.
Or he can't keep up because it's a WRX.
Ah! Poor Jack. Poor Jack.
Love you, brother.
Anyway, what do we say, brothers?
We ready?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think next one we'll do is we'll do the Scientology. We also want to get Right Worshipful Chip Schofield up here.
Yes.
We need our first guest in a while, in-house. We need to bring his ass up here. So we got Right Worshipful Chip Schofield up here, and we'll get him up here. We're going to get a hold of Scott Walther.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that Rafferty is actually doing his job. And,
of course he is. How dare you?
I told him to get a hold of Apathy.
He did get the pins out.
Trying to get Apathy here. Oh, yeah. By the way, I want to just say, if you are new, because we have a lot of new Discord people, and Joe can put a shameless plug in before we leave. If you're new in Discord, send your address to Jim Rafferty, DM him in the Discord, and he will get you your pin if you haven't got it yet.
Yes, and you can do that by joining Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you'll get exclusive access to all Patreon content. You'll also get access to our Discord channel, and you will get the said gold tone commemorative Freemason podcast pin.
Correcto.
All for as little as $5 a month.
Also, YouTube, like, subscribe. Hit the little bell, too.
Smash it.
Yeah.
Hit the little bell, too, so you know
we'll read your name.
Ken, over there with your techie, are you able to zoom in on something? Or is it really distort and screw up the freaking...
No, I mean, it's not going to be an optical zoom, so yeah, the more I zoom in, the more it'll distort.
Maybe you
so.
Could just really quick zoom in on the little... where is the Patreon link? Patreon link. I
believe our Patreon link is on the Freemasons Facebook page. Let me just double check that.
Yep. Oops. Also, I just want Ken to zoom in, if you can, on the little image below me, picture below
that
me.
That photo.
And I just want to say we've come a long freaking way. Just Elliot Tuck,
zoom
morning.
It's going to be
morning.
So.
Bitch, I'm ready for bed.
Jesus, I have to drag way up here and then go like.
Yeah, it's all right. If you look at that.
It's just an awkward way to pan, that's all. But there you know. Go. There you go. You can kind of see
you
it.
You kind of see it, but we put this picture up in the front of the thing because, brothers, we came a long way from having a, basically, I mean, it's distorted, but that's fine. It was basically a round card table, a round table, which is just a regular sitting coffee table.
Yep.
And a bunch of just wires and one mic in the middle of the table and one black card table, if you will. Mm-hmm. And We've come a long way. No background, yeah. No real camera. So
that's when Gideon came to visit us.
Looking yes, it was. Good. And I just want to say, I want to thank you, brothers, for doing this with me for 3 years and being part of this shit show we call the podcast.
And we still have our dues, Kyle.
Yes. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
But on the Patreon question, there's not a link on our podcast page. Up, however, you could just go to patreon.com. That's patron with an E thrown in there, patreon.com, and look up the Freemasons podcast, or you can download the app on your Android device or iPhone. And once you have that app downloaded, you can search for the Freemasons podcast.
Where'd we go, Ken?
I just kind of...
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to like go through the whole damn thing again. I can't just like reset at the back of
that's
the
way
it was. So we'll just...
We're shutting down anyway.
I'm right.
All right. For the Freemasons podcast, I'm right. Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
In pixelated Worshipful Brother Ken signing off. Because I'm good pixelated,
night.
See?
Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
I like
thanks
how he wears a white shirt to make himself look tan. I like that.
I don't have to work at it, man. I've been outside a lot lately.
I know.
Anyway. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, brothers and friends.